For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg. If you've tried to catch a flight on a regional airline over the past few months, you might have noticed a troubling trend. Flights are getting scarcer as regional carriers scramble to find enough pilots to fly their planes. Now, to fix the problem, those airlines are going back to school. To understand why these carriers don't have enough pilots, you've got to go back to a bill passed in 2010 in the wake of a deadly plane crash in New York. The law upped the number of flying hours that a pilot needed to get a commercial license, from 250 all the way up to 1,500. The law was designed to make sure that pilots were better prepared before they started on the job, but it made getting your commercial pilot's license a lot harder. So with more pilots retiring and fewer available to take over, regional carriers like Great Lakes and Republic Airways have started scrapping flights because they can't find new hires.
If you were to ask a regional airline, they'd say, we need 50 pilots yesterday.
Martin Rotler is the Bridge Program Coordinator for Ohio State University's College of Aviation. He says the regional airlines serve as a kind of minor league for major carriers like Southwest and Delta. So the problem is only just beginning.
Because, you know, what we see today with the regional airlines is small potatoes compared to what we're going to see in 10 years or 15 years with the major airlines.
A lot of the problem comes down to cost. Rotler says that even at a four-year school, a student will only get around 250 to 300 hours of flight training. That alone can cost up to $100,000. That, plus student loans and the extra flying time needed after college, make for a lot of barriers. It's especially tough when most beginning regional airline pilots only make around $20,000 a year. Eventually, those pilots will end up making more, but that'll be in 10 years or so. The airline's challenge is to convince students to stay with commercial aviation instead of heading over to corporate. To do it, they're heading here.
Calibration, clear the controls.
This is the flight simulator lab at Western Michigan University's College of Aviation. Housed inside Western Michigan's flight hangar in Battle Creek, a giant projection screen wraps around a makeshift cockpit with a student in the pilot seat. It's advanced stuff that only a few schools have, and Steve Jones, the college's executive director of flight operations, says it's training like this that's bringing airlines straight to the school.
The carriers are now coming to us, saying we would like to talk to your students, to your instructors about coming to work for us. And so it's been a bit of a reversal in the emphasis.
But Jones says the new tactics aren't simply about reaching out to students. The airlines are bringing along incentives, like signing bonuses for students who stay with the airline for at least a few years. It's the way of carriers saying, we may not be able to pay you much right away, but we can give you a little bit now to make things easier.
Endeavor Air, for example, just announced for the next 4 years, they're giving a retention bonus to every pilot at Endeavor of $20,000 a year for 4 years. That's a big move and will, I'm sure, attract a lot of folks who would like to ease the financial burden once they graduate and have to start paying back student loans and are working for a regional carrier.
But even that may not be enough. According to a 2013 study from the University of North Dakota, 35,000 pilots will be needed over the next 15 years. Jones and other experts say carriers need to start reaching out even earlier.
Because a decision frequently has to be made that early in order to get the right courses under your belt and the right preparation for coming to get not only a pilot licenses but the degrees.
It's totally different. You're not picking a field to land in.
Doing that may require airlines to offer scholarships to students at high schools like this one, the West Michigan Aviation Academy in Grand Rapids. The school isn't only for prospective pilots, but it specializes in science and math, and it lets students who know they want to be pilots actually fly planes, students like Tyler Herndon.
There's nothing normal about aviation. You know, people always talk about getting into the norm of, you know, the grind of life. But with aviation, it's always changing. You always see new things. There's nothing that's ever the same ever.
The Academy hasn't been approached by any airlines yet. But for Herndon, the scholarship route has already worked. Just last week, Herndon found out he received a brand new $100,000 scholarship to Western Michigan University's aviation program. Those kinds of scholarships aren't common just yet. But if carriers create them, then Herndon's path could be a solution for how airlines can save themselves. For WMUK, I'm Robbie Feinberg.